Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome back to Wayne Allen Root for this Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of April. And it's great to be back with you in the saddle again, talking about Bud Light. That's my favorite topic lately, right? But I wrote a book about it, right? The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book about how to boycott the left. And now part two, the Great Patriot Boycott book about how to, not only defund the left, but here's how you fund the right companies, the ones that are led by conservatives and Christians and patriots, people that have faith in God and love America and American exceptionalism and the military and the police and small business, all the things I believe in, all the things I love. Let's reward them and let's punish the left. I want to start with a popular Florida restaurant pulling Bud Light from the menu and citing direct opposition to biblical faith. The owner says transgenderism is a social experiment causing irreversible damage to a growing population of younger and younger children. It's the Grills Seafood Deck and Tiki Bar, which started in Port Canaveral and now has locations in Melbourne and Orlando, stepped up after it became clear that Bud Light is not going to apologize for enlisting transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney for a promotion last month. The restaurant owner, Joe Penovich, explained his stance to patrons on Monday in a Facebook post. He said, "We believe transgenderism is a social experiment causing irreversible damage to a growing population of younger and younger children. We will not align with it in any way." The Facebook post is made in response to a claim that the workers at the bar called Bud Light F beer, and the F is the word, the kind of nasty word for gay people. He strongly denies that and says, "I assure you, our patrons and employees, many who know me personally and follow the grill story, this post is not true and not remotely characteristic of who we are, what our reputation in the community has been for over 25 years. In any case, I agree with him. I have no problem with gays, like gays. Gays are fine. Go do what you want to do in your bedroom. Couldn't care less. When I was the Libertarian vice presidential nominee serving on the Libertarian ticket, I was actually sitting in a convertible waving to the crowd at the gay parade in San Francisco, saw things I'd rather erase from my mind. But but having said that, I have a kind of a funny attitude to it all. Do what you want to do in your own bedroom. And I just don't worry about it. But the transgenderism, I said this on record on Bill Maher's show, Real Time at HBO. I was on a few years ago, and I told Bill in the crowd, gay is great, got no problem with it. Transgenderism is a bridge too far. You're never going to get the American people to go for transgenderism, and you're never going to get the American people to go for men who think they're women in women's rooms and women's locker rooms and playing women's sports. I said that to Bill Maher 7 years ago on national TV, and I was 100% right, and nothing has ever changed. It's a bridge too far. Now, having said that, the reason I brought that up is the number one story with Bud Light being boycotted by a popular group of restaurants in Florida is that Joe Biden is now threatening to veto a GOP bill barring transgender athletes from women's sports. The White House announced yesterday President Joe Biden strongly opposes and will veto a bill that would prohibit taxpayer-funded institutions from allowing biological men to compete in women's sports. Good. Get them on the record. Get them on the record. This is a joke. The bill would amend education amendments of 1972 to provide for purposes of determining compliance with Title IX, meaning Title IX, of such act in athletic sex shall be recognized based solely on a person's reproductive biology and genetics at birth. And the White House claims the bill would deny access to sports for many families by establishing an absolute ban on transgender students, even those as young as elementary schoolers, playing on a team consistent with their gender identity. They call this legislation discriminatory. Folks, let's make this the battle of 2024. I love it. If this is the ground you want to argue, Democrats, you're going to lose, and you're going to lose badly. But the thing is, I'm never cocky anymore, because I know, and they know, they steal elections. They know elections are all rigged. So they really don't care if they've got a losing issue. None of it matters to them anymore. Nobody understands that. The only reason they're willing to do things like this is because they know elections are rigged. Simple as that. Marjorie Taylor Greene drops a bomb on the Biden crime family. She says the Oversight Committee in Congress has evidence that they were involved with a prostitution ring. Not only has the number of Bidens benefiting from shady overseas deals increased, but Marjorie Taylor Greene says there is a link to prostitutes in the United States, Ukraine, and Russia. She did not say whether the connection was as customers or traffickers, and it would be unwise at this juncture to take a guess. But she's seen the records, and I believe her. I believe her. She's probably talking about Hunter Biden, which should be no shock to anyone. Joe Biden is a lech, and he's always grabbing little girls inappropriately and saying inappropriate things to little girls, so and sniffing their hair. So it makes me wonder, you know, if the acorn didn't fall too far from the tree. Maybe they got Joe Biden himself. Who knows? But they probably simply have Hunter Biden with prostitutes for the United States and Ukraine and Russia. I'm surprised they're leaving off China, because we know Hunter likes hookers in China, or little underage hookers in China. It seems to be, I'll say it's my opinion from hearing from those who viewed Hunter Biden's videotapes off his laptop, that he's with girls that appeared to be, that looked to be, underage in China. That's what I've heard. I never saw the actual tapes. Marjorie Taylor Greene also threw the House meeting into chaos over her comments about Swalwell, Representative Eric Swalwell. Evidently, he criticized her, and she responded, "That was quite entertaining for someone that had a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy, and everyone knows it." You know, I gotta like this girl, Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is great. All these morons in Congress have such good manners. Everything's about playing golf with Muffy on a Saturday in your green pants. They don't know how to fight, and they don't know how to throw a haymaker. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is like me and Donald Trump. She knows how to fight. She knows how to embarrass. She knows how to humiliate. She knows how to stick the knife in and twist it. And she knows how to throw a haymaker. And I love it. New York Democrat Daniel Goldman immediately offered a motion to have her words taken down, meaning strike them from the official hearing record and bar her from speaking further. Why? First of all, don't we have the majority in Congress? So don't we have the majority in every committee? So why would a New York Democrat have a right to ever strike comments? Why would Republicans vote with him? Are you all that stupid? Yeah, the committee's GOP majority voted to table the motion, and Ms. Greene, good, was permitted to resume speaking. So, Swalwell allegedly had sex with an alleged Chinese spy named Fang Fang. You can't make this stuff up. You know, that would be something I would name my dog. Come here, Fang Fang! Somebody's named Fang Fang? Who helped him fundraise in 2014. After an FBI briefing on the woman, the top Democrat said he cut all ties with the woman. Oh, her name is Christine Fang, also known as Fang Fang. Their relationship caused then-House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to call for Swalwell's removal from Congress, asking a Fox News host, why is he still on the Intelligence Committee, and why is he still a member of Congress? Notice he's still a member of Congress. Republicans talk a lot, but they don't do anything. They really don't do a damn thing. What does McCarthy do? Nothing other than talk. So I just think it's great, at least, that Marjorie Taylor Greene has got a little bit of life, got a little bit of energy, and she's willing to tell the truth and say things that shock but are the truth. Isn't that what I do on the radio 3 hours a day? I shock people with the truth. I'm a Republican conservative shock jock. I actually tell the truth. And people can't believe it. I say the things that people are thinking. Senior IRS agent, by the way, blows the whistle, alleging that Biden's DOJ is thwarting criminal prosecution of Hunter Biden. A decorated supervisory IRS agent has reported to the Justice Department's top watchdog that federal prosecutors appointed by Joe Biden have engaged in preferential treatment and politics to block criminal tax charges against presidential son Hunter Biden, providing evidence as a whistleblower that conflicts with AG Merrick Garland's recent testimony that the decision to bring charges against Biden was being left to the Trump-appointed U.S. Attorney for Delaware. According to a letter from the whistleblower's attorney, Mark Lytle, obtained by Just the News, the IRS agent revealed he's seeking to provide detailed disclosures about a high-profile sensitive case to the tax writing committees in Congress, which have special authority under federal tax privacy laws to receive such information. The letter does not state the whistleblower disclosures are related to Hunter Biden. However, Just the News has independently confirmed the agent's allegations involve the Hunter Biden probe being led by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, a Trump holdover. Look, I've said it for years. I said it long before Biden was ever elected, with 2 years before the election ago. I said, how could anybody allow this man to be their nominee, even though he's vice president of... or he was vice president of the United States. Joe Biden is brain dead. He's clearly got dementia or Alzheimer's. And he's the most corrupt human being that's ever gotten near the White House in the history of America. I said that again and again and again. I said it on Newsmax TV. And nobody listened. And the next thing you know, he's president of the United States. Well, a lot of people listened. I think we won the election by a landslide. It was just rigged and stolen. But there were still plenty of voters voting for a brain-dead man who's completely corrupt. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avenue Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, Wayne on the Roots, Goldgate Capital, sponsor of this segment of the show. If have you ever gotten $15,000 in free silver? Have you ever gotten that offer from anybody? Only on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And that offer is coming from Goldgate Capital, the official precious metals dealer and gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, very important, physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Be among the first 100 callers today, say Wayne Allyn Root, and get your $15,000 in free silver on your first order possible. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. I keep telling you that Biden will never, ever, ever be the nominee. The last story I read you in segment number one of this hour was about the fact that Biden has committed so many crimes and the IRS is trying to cover up for him. So many tax crimes, let alone corruption crimes, let alone extortion crimes. And this story is about the 2024 nightmare brewing for Biden. President's own voters jump ship for Democrat challengers, a new poll shows. A new poll, I don't know where it's from. I want to find out where the poll is from. I'll try and get to that in a minute. Oh, it's a USA Today Suffolk University poll. Says that the 69-year-old son of the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy and nephew of the former President John F. Kennedy, who officially entered the race for president, already has 14% of the vote. So Biden's in a lot of trouble. Biden's in a lot of trouble. He's never going to run. It's just not going to happen. He's got 14% JFK Jr. And the other declared presidential candidate, what did I say? Did I say John F. Kennedy, oh, RFK Jr., Marianne Williamson, that nobody kind of crazy woman guru, you know, who believes in peace, love, and smoking mushrooms, I think. Marianne Williamson has polls at 5%. In total, the poll found Biden only has the support of 67% of the voters who voted for him in 2020. And another 13% are undecided. So they're saying Biden has problems. I think he's got more than problems. He's never going to run. He's just not going to be the candidate, one way or another. You know, whether he runs or not, he's either not going to run, and he's just going to step down and say, you know, that's it, I'll serve out my term, or he'll endorse somebody else, whoever's the person the Democrats want. It sure won't be RFK Jr., because he's like Wayne Root on the issue of vaccines and government, big government, the lies of government, and the lies of Fauci. So they're never going to let him be the Democrat nominee. But either that, or if he does choose to run in the primary, he'll get beat by Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama if they have to. She's probably their secret weapon to drop in at the last second if they absolutely have to, Michelle Obama. Alleged Chinese operative arrested by the FBI for opening secret police stations in the United States, secret Chinese police stations. And the guy who did that, an alleged Chinese Communist Party operative who was arrested by the FBI, attended several ritzy Democrat events. No surprise. Biden is owned by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Really crazy stuff. And then, what do we have, like a minute left, Chris? 90 seconds. All right, so I wanted to let you know what's going to be the lead story in hour number two. Sometimes I save a really big story for hour number two because that's not only USA Audio Network, but it's also Lindell TV. And how do you find me on Lindell TV? You go to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. And you click on Lindell TV 2, and I'm on at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. But I want to talk about that big story, and it is a new White House plan to provide the uninsured, meaning the absolute poorest people in America, which you can bet are almost all black or Latino or people of color, with free COVID-19 free COVID-19 vaccines. So the White House wants to give the poorest people in America free COVID-19 vaccines. Now, these aren't just the poorest people. You can guess, for the most part, they're the most uneducated, they're the most ignorant, they're the most gullible, they're the most believing whatever government tells them. And you can bet when Biden says free COVID vaccine, they're going to jump at it. And if they don't, then it'll be free COVID vaccine plus a lottery, and you can win TV sets, you can win Nike sneakers, you can win free meals, you can win a trip to Hawaii. Who knows? Give them a car. Give them a fancy sports car. You know they're going to offer them anything to take the vaccine. This is how crazy today's Democrat Party is. This isn't 2021. This isn't 2022. This is headed for mid-2023. Everybody knows the vaccines don't do a damn thing. They're completely ineffective. They don't work. They're dangerous and they're deadly. And they want to give them to their own Democrat voters.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
USA News Update. Access to the commonly used abortion pill mifepristone will continue at least until Friday. The Supreme Court is extending its stay of a federal judge's decision to halt production and distribution of the drug nationwide. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. President Biden says Republicans need to take default off the table. Responding to the GOP debt ceiling bill released today, Biden said spending cuts will hurt the economy.
We mean cuts in Social Security and Medicare, higher interest rates for things like credit cards, car loans, mortgages. Working people, middle class, seniors would pay the price.
Congress needs to raise the debt limit in the coming months to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. The elderly white man who allegedly shot a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri is pleading not guilty to the charges. 84-year-old Andrew Lester made his first court appearance today. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Root Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. We're almost up to hour number two, my Lindell TV hour, which I will lead off with talking about the new White House plan to provide the uninsured in America. Do you know how poor you have to be uninsured, which makes you probably a welfare recipient, a food stamp recipient, 100 other government programs recipient? And those groups always vote Democrat, and there's a new White House plan to provide them with free COVID-19 vaccine. So this is how delusional Democrats are. Biden and Democrats actually are willing to kill their own voters. And it's either a sign they're insane or they're Stepford wives. They're drinking the brainwashed Kool-Aid. They still haven't seen the data that the vaccines are killing people all over the world. And they don't notice people dropping dead suddenly of death everywhere in America. Really quite amazing. Or they know elections are rigged and they don't care who they kill. They want to depopulate the world, including their own people, not just Republicans, Democrats too. They want to depopulate everybody. Kill us all. Doesn't matter. Elections are rigged. It's one of those answers. But it's impossible to believe they want to get free COVID vaccines now in the year 2023, halfway through the year, when I've seen all the data. The COVID vaccine does not work. And it kills people. And it makes them sick. And it gives them heart attacks. And it gives them strokes. Z-Stack and Z-Shield, by the way, what a perfect time to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Dr. Zelenko, worked tirelessly to develop new formulas to protect you right up to the end of his life, including Z-Stack and Z-Shield. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But he also was searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. Dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, and chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you're not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. ZStackLife.com, promo code WAR. All right, we've got our guest, Niger Innes. He is a civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, C-O-R-E, all caps, serves on the NRA Board of Directors, and he attended the NRA annual meetings in Indianapolis last week. Niger Innes, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brother Wayne. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I wish America was as good as I am, but America's in a lot of trouble, man, sinking fast. But you were at the annual NRA meetings in Indianapolis. Tell us what you saw there.
Well, it was huge. I think the official numbers are going to come in about 80,000 patriotic Americans that
made 80,000? 80,000?
I think so.
Wow.
I think those, they seem like 100,000, but I think the actual figure is going to be closer to 80.
You know what the big mistake is? Indianapolis, boring. Should have been in Vegas. Got to be in Vegas, man. You got to tell them you're on the board. Come on. You're on the board. Bring them to Vegas.
Next year we're doing Dallas. But
still not Vegas.
Sometime in the future. It's not Vegas, baby. It is not Vegas. We gotta work on that. But no, it was tremendous. And, you know, in spite of the mainstream media, the attendance was record-breaking, and the number of protesters, to my great surprise, because last year when we were in Texas, we had a tremendous amount of protesters. This time, I would be shocked if it was more than a dozen, you know, irrelevant protesters protesting us. And it's a lot of patriotic Americans. Of course, all the relevant major presidential candidates attended or sent a video to address our convention. It was just really, really, really wonderful.
And I heard they love Trump, but they booed Pence, correct?
They booed Mike Pence. And keep in mind, your audience, just to refresh your audience's memory, before Pence vice president
for
Donald Trump, he was governor. And a congressman in Indiana. So in his own hometown, he was booed, Wayne. That was a real surprise to me. And, you know, I know folk are not happy because they felt that he did not do enough to investigate the fraud in the election and turn the electors back. so that, you know, each state can decide if they're going to recognize the legitimacy of these electors or not. But he was very, very unpopular, and just as unpopular, as many boos as the former vice president got. President Trump was a absolute rock star, gave a kick-ass speech, and is just loved by all of our supporters at the NRA.
Anything of substance besides, you know, those guys appeared, I get all that, but what was decided at the meeting? Was it just a love fest, or was there any sort of vote with you as a board member on anything moving forward?
Fortunately, you know, because over the last several years, you know, the great thing, you know, you have good news, bad news. Good news, when President Trump was president, no U.S. president, and that includes the two Bushes that were NRA members. That includes Ronald Reagan, who was an NRA member and loved the NRA. But no president embraced the NRA like Donald Trump. And he should have. I mean, we helped get him elected back in 2016. No question about it. But that's the good news. The flip side of that, of course, is that you put a big bullseye on your back. And all the enemies that Donald Trump had, we inherited. You know, so we've got the New York State Attorney General coming after us. We've got the feds coming after us. And, of course, the establishment media on a daily basis attacks us and goes after us. But, no, thank God, this was a pretty uneventful in terms of our board meeting. I mean, we extended the term of our president, Charles Cotton, who's doing a fabulous job as president for the NRA. Of course, Wayne Lapierre is executive vice president.
Oh, he is. Okay. Wayne Lapierre's still there. Yeah. Wayne Lapierre's still there.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. There was an attempted coup, but it went down to miserable defeat, and we have, thank God, exercise ourselves from the traitors within the NRA, and we are a smooth running machine right now. A lot of changes have been made internally.
Who's this Cotton guy, Niger? I've never heard of him. What's his background?
He's a long-standing attorney. He's been a consultant to many governors. I think he's from, I believe he's from Texas, either Texas or Georgia. He's definitely below the Mason-Dixon. He's definitely from the South. Good man, solid man, and he just runs our meetings extremely well. He's a great leader. That's why it was unanimous to extend him for another term.
You're wondering why I was laughing? I was laughing because, you know, when you described him as a lawyer, the first thing that ran through my mind, got to be a Texas lawyer, right? To be an NRA guy, got to be a Texas lawyer right away. He said he's from Texas. It's funny. It's very funny.
That right.
You know he's not a New York lawyer.
No, unfortunately. Our native haunt does not have a good array of lawyers that are consistent with our values.
Yes, yes. Cindy, my beautiful wife, always says if her mother was alive, she'd be shocked she married a Yankee. Shocked!
They don't like those Yankees. But a New York Yankee fan, baseball fan as well.
That's true, too. All right, so...
it was really wonderful.
Was there any, did they address at all the mass shootings that occurred in Nashville and Louisville just prior to the NRA convention?
Only to the extent that we know a couple of things. Number one, the mass shooting in Nashville where six Christians were killed. Isn't it amazing how quickly that story died in the news? And
yeah.
It's because of the victims, you know? It was more than likely a hate crime perpetrated by a genderly confused individual who, I guess, sees themselves transition to being a man from being a woman before.
Yeah, did you know, I don't even understand. Was he another transgender? They never even announced. They just said he identifies as he, him. Was he transgender too?
Well, you never know with these guys or gals, you know, or people. I mean, Bruce Jenner, from what I understand, now known as Caitlyn, still has all his clothing.
Does he? Does he have both? Both a penis and a vagina? That's my understanding.
Oh my God!
I think so. He converted, but he kept his penis. So to me, that means he's got a vagina and a penis,
Wade.
Which means you could pleasure yourself 24 hours a day. Strange stuff. Strange stuff. All right.
Strange world we're in. Strange world, my friend.
It's so confusing to me, I can't even understand it. But, all right, so look, the big story of the week, is an 84-year-old Kansas City white man who surrendered to the police, charged with shooting and wounding, really could have killed and should have killed. I mean, the poor kid got shot in the head, and he's made a miraculous recovery, and thank God he's home. But he shot a black teenager in the head and another shot, I think, in the body, who'd mistakenly knocked on his door because he thought his twin brothers were or sisters, I don't know, his twin siblings were playing in a home nearby, and he went to pick them up, and he knocked on the wrong door. And the old white man shot the black kid. What's your reaction to this? Oh, hold on, Niger. How much time do you have left, Chris? Yeah. Okay. So let's hold, Niger, till the next segment, and I want to get your reaction. And obviously, I'm sure your reaction is no different than mine. It's aghast. It's horrible. It's terrible. I don't know if it's racism, but I think it's horrible, and I certainly think it's a crime. You can't just shoot someone who knocks at your door. You can shoot someone who's attacking your home, inside your home, attacking you and your wife, but you can't shoot anyone who knocks at your door, black or white. But it certainly is a disgusting, despicable act. I don't know how anyone could not feel the same way, but let's hear what Niger feels when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root. Root for America is the website, rootforamerica.com, and we're on with Niger Innes, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, and serves on the NRA board of directors. So we got the right guy in the right place. We'll be right back. More with Niger Innes. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Oh, my. Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you. buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alan Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth's on fire. We're here with Nigel Ennis. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, and that sponsor is GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation, and let's face it, they want to keep telling you in the news that inflation is so much better. It's not better. It's horrible. Even if it isn't getting worse, it's the same as it was last year. There's no common sense in America anymore. Let's say inflation has now gone to zero. You know, and it hasn't, by the way. But do you realize what that means? That means that, let's say a car was $10,000 5 years ago, and it went up so fast, so far, that as of last year, it was like $26,000. Then this year, if inflation's zero, it's still $26,000. It was $10,000 5 years ago. So you don't think things are expensive? The fact that they're staying where they were last year when everybody couldn't afford them and they went heavily in debt on their credit cards, you don't think that's a bad thing? So here is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. And here's the big news. Now they've got the beef. Right here in the USA, they raise their cattle in open-spaced green pastures, never ever given hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores and exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. Someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, back with Nigel Ennis. So back to the story I asked you about, 84-year-old white man, so obviously a very old codger who's white, a black kid knocks on the door to pick up his two siblings, they're twins and they're, I guess, you know, having fun playing at some other kid's house. He picks the wrong door by mistake, knocks on the door, and the guy says nothing and shoots him twice. Black kid could have and probably should have died, got hit in the face, but he didn't die, thank God, and he actually went home from the hospital, but doctors are saying he's still going to have a long road to recovery emotionally, just all because he knocked on the wrong door, and I guess a white guy saw a black face and got very scared. Your reaction, Nigel Ennis?
Well, you know, the prosecutor is saying there's definitely a racial component to this case. I'm not so sure that that is the case. You know, this, first of all, this guy's 84 years old. The degree to which he is in command of his faculties, I think, is questionable. It's definitely going to come up in the case. It is a terrible, terrible, terrible tragedy. And from what I understand, that he shot once when the door was closed, and then opened the door, and the kid was on the ground, and he shot him again. You know, so this does not look good for the 84-year-old man. More than likely, he's going to spend the sunset of his years behind bars. You know, and of course, this case has gotten a lot of attention, deservedly so, but so much so that President Biden gave Ralph Yarl, who is the young man, the innocent young boy that was shot, and thank God not killed, he got a call from President Biden. But, you know, there's another name that your listeners may not be as familiar with, named Kalen Gills, who 2 days after this incident in Kansas City,
I saw,
in New York,
yep,
in New York State, her and her girlfriend drive into the wrong driveway. They pull out. They're on their way to pull out of that driveway and to go to the right location. And an individual inside that house shoots at them twice and kills this
right.
young girl.
It's a young white girl. Young white girl killed by a white man. So again, I would argue, I would argue it's not racism, but I would argue in both cases it's murder. You can't shoot at anyone who drives in your driveway, and you can't shoot at anyone who, you know, knocks on your door without a warning and without a reason. You're not allowed to do that. So it's certainly manslaughter or murder of some kind, but I don't know if it has anything to do with racism. He saw a kid, black or white, shot him, and the other guy saw two women in a car and shot him. Either way, that's wrong. That's the only way to describe it. It's not the gun. It's people making bad decisions. Yeah, people making bad decisions.
And you know, Wayne, you probably know this quote from Julius Caesar, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. And constantly, these anti-gun prohibitionists want to blame an inanimate object of guns, as opposed to looking at the individuals, be it this transgender in Nashville, be it this old man, 84-year-old man, who recklessly shot this young black boy in Kansas City, or be it that other individual in New York State that shot and killed this young white girl. You know, it is the individual responsibility and culpability. And by the way, I don't think it's an accident that these incidents always take place in high crime communities and high crime cities, in high crime states. When people are afraid and feel that there's not enough law enforcement to stop them, to prevent them from being victims of violent crime, they will take matters into their own hands, and obviously in the case of Kansas City and in the case up in New York, do it in a reckless behavior that could very well be murder or attempted murder.
There you go. Remember, I grew up in Mount Vernon, New York, a majority black town, lived in a neighborhood surrounded by an all-black neighborhood, and four times in my youth I was stopped by police, and they took their guns out of their holsters and pointed them at me. Now, if I was black, I'd say, oh, man, the cops are racist. They hate black people. They shouldn't have done that. It's only because I'm black. I was a white kid, but I was in a high-crime neighborhood. It wasn't about being black or not. It's about being in a high-crime neighborhood. Nigel Ennis, great stuff as always, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for CORE, and on the NRA board of directors, and all-around good guy and friend of war. Thank you, Nigel.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.